interesting. Judging from what I heard, what I read, and how the devotees treated me,
it was beautiful. So what was that all about? What was the whole point of that elongated story, to make a short story long?
You were talking about...
Oh, yeah. So, you know, going in the other direction. So that's, you know, that's what I have to deal with. And, you know, when Srila Gurudev left this world, you can imagine it was an extremely, extremely painful experience. Like, inconceivably painful. And then, you know, my natural feeling was when I got the news, no, I'm just going to go get drunk, man. And I, you know, I don't go to bars, never in my life. It's not my thing. It never was my thing. But I was thinking, I'm going to go get drunk, man. It's too much to bear. Then I thought, man, you know, I can't do that. Like, how am I going to feel closer to Gurudev if I do that? You know, it's not going to relieve anything. I'm just going to be further away from Gurudev if I do that. So then I said, I got to go to the temple. I got to be with the devotees. And not only was that the solution for that moment, but it's a solution for life. You know, if I ever want to be with Srila Gurudev again, and I certainly do want to be with him again, you know, I got to go deeper into Krishna consciousness. There's no other way. There's no other process to be with him. There's nothing externally we can do. Nothing's going to help except for to go deeper. Because that's where he's living. And like people say, oh yeah, and you know, Gurudev is waiting for you to come. Yeah, he may be, but it's going to take a while for me to get there. Because he's living in a plane of consciousness. You know, like most of us, or all of us, you know, we've been to Vrindavan, but we never saw Vrindavan. You know, we've been to Navadvip, but we never saw Navadvip. We've been to Puri Dham, all these places, but we never saw those places. You know, I went to India maybe 35 times, but I never saw Vrindavan. And I never saw Navadvip. You know, I saw bricks and stones and, you know, other things. You know, some devotees go and they see, I'm not a shopper. But, you know, Srila Gurudev, he was a little disappointed. And he said, you know, through the inspiration of Guru Maharaj, I got this beautiful place in Govardhan. And then he explained that the whole, you know, Siddhantic aspect of what Govardhan means, you know, that my Guru Maharaj, he will stay in Radhakund. That's his place. But I'm not fit to stay in Radhakund, but I'm a servant of my Guru Maharaj. So I can go there for his service, but then I have to come back. And where will I come back to? I'll come back to Govardhan. So Gurudev said, I established this beautiful ashram in Govardhan. He said, but the devotees weren't happy. There's no shopping. Said, so then I opened that temple in Vrindavan, like a block from the shopping, and everyone's happy. So, you know, if you go to Vrindavan and you need to buy something, I'm not talking you out of buying anything in Vrindavan or anything like that. It's not a lecture tonight against the merchants of Vrindavan or something. But, you know, if we want to be with Gurudev, if we want all of these beautiful things, if we want to have some connection with them, we have to go deeper. And we can't even stay. Like Param Guru Maharaj's example, again, is so beautiful that he said it's like riding a bicycle. You know, you have to pedal or you fall over. You can only coast for so long. So, you know, we can only coast for so long on what we've done. You know, we did a little service, we did this, we did that, you know, a little chanting. We took some prasad. Those are all very beautiful and wonderful things, but we can only coast for so long. We have to go deeper. And the whole process of Sharanagati works like that. But we have to go deeper, we have to go deeper. And in the beginning, right, just to visit the temple, just like with the seated devotees in the street and chant Hare Krishna with them. That was one kind of surrender. Right? But then you have to go past that. You have to go deeper. And then in the infinite world, right, you get, you know, you can get to go deeper ad infinitum, where there's no end to going deeper. But here on this plane, you know, to get connected, and all the people that we, not all the people that we love, but the people that we really love, and the people who really love us, they're in that infinite world. And if we want to be connected with them, we have to go deeper. So, undoubtedly, Srila Gurudev's disappearance is very painful, but we celebrate it. Now, why do we celebrate such a painful thing? Because it forces us to go deeper. And that way we can say every wave is favorable. And even Srila Gurudev's disappearance, although so painful of a thing, and I'm not thinking, don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I'm not thinking anything is better since Srila Gurudev disappeared. That's not my view. But this much, he made it clear for us now that we have to go deeper. Right? His appearance was very wonderful. We weren't born yet or anything, but it was very wonderful for us. Right? And his appearance and his presence took us deeper. Took us deeper than we, you know, could ever wish to have gone. And again, you know, we're not dressing up, the men anyway, in saris and dancing around and, you know, thinking we're gopis or thinking, you know, we've tasted something. We haven't tasted anything. Little frag, you know, like some shadow taste. I have to taste a little something. But, you know, bhajana kriya. And I'm not going to use the word stuck, because bhajana kriya is a nice thing. Right? It's not a bad thing. If it's a bad thing, then you could say, well, I was stuck in bhajana kriya. But bhajana kriya is not a bad thing. So I'm not stuck in bhajana kriya, but I haven't gone past that level yet. Because after bhajana kriya comes anartha nivritti. And anartha nivritti has many different meanings. Some people think it means the four regulative principles, right? You'll never again, you know, smoke or drink or, you know, go to nightclubs or whatever, visit McDonald's or anything like that. But anartha nivritti has many meanings. Right? One meaning of anartha nivritti is you won't be afflicted by the four defects anymore. You know, mistakes, illusion, and imperfect senses and a cheating propensity. You'll be free from that. So, I haven't, you know, look at me, man. Do I look like I'm free from anything? You know, I'm not free from anything. But that's also happy. You know, it's happy to be in bhajana kriya. It's happy to do divine service. And it's not that when you get to anartha nivritti, then you stop doing divine service. Right? Then you only do divine service. And now I do many things that are not divine service. Listen to music. Oh my God. You know, I watch movies, you know, non-devotional movies. I'm not going to give a list of all my faults because then the prasad would be stale. You know, but certainly, you know, in a gentlemanly way, I'll mention a few things that, you know, obviously I haven't gone through anartha nivritti. And then after that, because when I, my first time, I went to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata in 1974, but that was within Parikrama Party from the ISKCON temple. And I was young and stupid, and now I'm old and stupid, it's worse, but then I was young and stupid and I couldn't differentiate so much, you know, there was a lot of Vaishnavs on the stage and Gurudev was on the stage, you know, Param Guru Maharaj was on the stage, but if you ask me who was who, I couldn't tell you. But the only one thing I really remember from that day is the prasadam. It was incredible. But anyway, but when I went back to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata on my own, right, seeking something, seeking shelter there, then when I sat in front of Srila Guru Maharaj, one of the first things I heard him explaining, I wasn't till then, it was his morning darshan, And he was explaining this particular shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami, you know, not in the Nibriti. Tato nishta ruchistata. So after the Nata Nibriti, then you become fixed. And Param Gurumaya said, well, when you're fixed, it means that 24 hours a day, there's nothing in your heart but Krishna. Then ruchi. Then you've tasted Krishna consciousness. And then from that taste, bhava, right, the beginning of love. Now your heart is completely melted in affection for Krishna and everything in relation to Krishna. Krishna's not alone. And if your heart is completely melted in affection with Krishna, then it's Krishna's abode, right, Krishna's lila, Krishna's associates, right, Krishna's pastimes. Your heart is melted with that. Then ruchi, then you're tasting the sweetness of that. I haven't tasted that yet. But someday I will. Gurudev promised me. And that, he took me in a private room, you know, and whispered in my ear, someday you'll taste it. No. Promised openly to all of us. Wasn't a private promise. That was, you know, he saw something so special in me that only I'm going to get to taste that. None of you will ever get to taste that. No, he openly said it many, many times to all of us. And that if we're loyal and chaste, two things, not anything more. He never said anything about being expert or being perfect. But loyal and chaste, and for those things, then we'll get Krishna prema. And how are we going to get that? Then we have to go deeper. You know, it's not for the shallow thinkers, Param Guru Maharaj would say, the shallow thinkers. Another beautiful expression of Param Guru Maharaj, which I'm a victim of, is that he said, your realization must be more than lip deep. So, man, I can quote many shlokas and many things, and of course there are many people who can quote many more shlokas than me. But, you know, I can quote some shlokas and, you know, memorize some songs, but it's lip deep. And lip-deep realization is not so beneficial. It's got to go deeper than that. Just memorizing some words. You know, or if you learn Sanskrit, people think, oh, you know, such and such, you're studying Sanskrit, you know. And? It might be helpful for your service, if you have some service connection with that particular thing. Otherwise, just to study Sanskrit is only going to make you one thing, proud. And then that pride is going to take you in the wrong direction. Instead of going, like, you know, in the negative direction, which is where we want to go, and that pride takes us in the positive direction. Then we go further away from tasting that sweetness. So I don't know how I rambled on, but I'm sure I broke Mahadari's instructions of a short talk. And then prasadam.
Maybe we could just
chant
a little bit more and
have,
maybe we could have prasad.
Yeah, I think we can have kirtan.
I have one question.
Yes,
Guru. Maharaj, you kept talking about, like, saying this word luck over and over. But I thought, like, in our line, we don't really believe in luck. It's like your Sukriti that you came in contact with these great Vaishnavas and you got the association of Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and Gurudev. That's your Sukriti. It has nothing to do with luck, I thought.
Semantical.
Do you know what that means, semantical?
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, it's just one word you could say, and you can replace that word with another word.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we worship lucky, actually. It's a fact. Like, the goddess of fortune is called lucky in Bengal.
Oh.
So,
and, you
know, if you say my good fortune, does it mean much different than my good luck? So yeah, we know it comes from the Vaishnava. It comes from some contact, some favorable contact with the Vaishnava. But depending on the power of that Vaishnava, even unfavorable contact can be beneficial. But again, it depends on not every Vaishnava is the same. Right? And not every Vaishnava is on the same level. And we're not into analyzing Vaishnavas. We're trying to, you know, insult anybody or guess what level they're on. And that's not what we do. But we know there's different levels of Vaishnavism. Right? Somebody may have 5% Vaishnavata, 10% Vaishnavata, and some people have 100% Vaishnavata. But like Gopal Chappal, right? His relationship with a Vaishnava was unfavorable. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to kill him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's wife was praying. These were beautiful, wonderful, pure-hearted, pure devotees. Right? And his wife was praying that her daughter would become a widow, because Gopal was her daughter's husband. And he criticized Mahaprabhu in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya grabbed a stick, you know, and you saw some paintings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was like the same age or maybe a tad older than Advaita Acharya. Right? So like older than Mahaprabhu's father. And he ran, but you know, Gopal was young, couldn't catch him. But he ran with a stick. He was going to really mess him up for criticizing Mahaprabhu in his house. Then Gopal got leprosy or something, or no, cholera. Cholera or leprosy, one of those two. I don't remember which one. And Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, "Why are you so angry with this boy? He's like your son." You know, he was his son-in-law. "Why are you angry with him? You know, he did nothing wrong." And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was still thinking, he was perplexed, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Brahmin and Gopal was a Brahmin. So he was thinking, if I kill a Brahmin, that will not be good. But if this person lives, that also will not be good. So he was perplexed what to do. Then his sickness became so bad, Gopal, that he was dying. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Oh, the Lord heard my prayer." But then Mahaprabhu went to him, put his hand on his chest, told him to chant Hare Krishna, and forgave him for everything. And not only that, he gave him, right on the spot, Krishna prema. You know, and so what was Gopal's relationship with the, and he got that Krishna prema because of his relationship with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya at that time wanted him dead. Right, so you could say his good fortune, his good luck, right, his relationship with the Vaishnava. And Gurudev explained so many times, right, that two waves are flowing around us. That the mundane wave and the divine wave. And so our duty is to connect with the divine wave. But you know, some of us like the mundane wave. We have a lot of experience, like surfers. And we have not so much experience surfing the divine wave, although I've never been on a surfboard in my life, but I'm from the East Coast. But you know, we have a lot of experience surfing the mundane wave. And that good fortune, or if some foolish person can say good luck, you know, that's flowing from our favorable connection with the Vaishnava. And anything, you know, it depends on the Vaishnava. You may open the door for Gurudev, right, at the airport, some person. Right? We see many people, we traveled with Gurudev and we saw in the hospitals, in the airport, this place, that place. Right? Many people went out of their way to do some kind gesture for Gurudev. Not knowing who he is, what his position is, or anything. So what did they get from that? Right, so much. Good luck. And then through the Vaishnav, right, because that comes from the Vaishnav, so if we have that Sadhu Sangha, right, then we're connected with the divine wave more, and then that good fortune is increasing and increasing, and we need it. Because, you know, life is full of troubles. And, you know, that good fortune helps us through all the troubles in life. And life is full of troubles, man. And sometimes a lot of them come at once, and sometimes they come, you know, separated. But life is full of troubles, man. And just, you know, joining the Krishna consciousness movement doesn't free us from those troubles. It gives us the capacity to deal with them if we have that nice relationship with the Vaishnavas. But we all have different experiences. You know, what's the last 2 years been like for me? You know, it's unbelievable, man. Like one thing after another. I didn't want any of those things. And even though when I left India 5 weeks before Srila Gurudev's departure, you know, I never dreamt Srila Gurudev would leave this world. I mean, I saw his condition every day. You know, I gave him his medicine. I helped with many things. I never really thought, you know, that so soon after I departed from India, before I could go back, he would leave this world. Never thought my boy would die before me. I was already told by a doctor I had a little time left to live. And how is it possible that one of my children would die before me? And so life is full of troubles. And they come as they're supposed to help us. And that's the part we need Krishna consciousness for. Because without Krishna consciousness, we'll never be able to see that they're coming to help us. But with Krishna consciousness means the merciful association of the devotees, then we'll be able to see that all of these things are coming to help me. And then we'll get some impetus from them to go on. So now we can have some kirtan as we double violated the rule. Okay. No turn off here, we'd like to sing something.
This man is so expert.
He can play the mridanga and you can sing.
Please. He sing for us. You sing.
Don't be shy, Nat. We were friends, man.
You're a musician.
We were friends here, man.
Maharaj told you.
Did you bring your harmonica?
Maharaj told you.
Bust out the harmonica.
I got one in my bedroom.
Look, man, I can sit here and flap my mouth for a few hours. You can certainly sing a song, man.
What do you want to sing?
Anything you like, man.
You can sing Hari Hari. That's what we usually sing, right?
Beautiful.
But then you can read Hari Nam, okay? That's the agreement. You're so expert. So it's 43 in this book. Shripad Vaishnava. Thank you.
Shripad Mathura Nath Puru Kujai.
Your good association.
We thought you were too shy to play that.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Portland Program. Vishnu Arinya Om Vishnu Pad Shil Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Kijai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Kijai. Samaveta Bhakta Brinda Kijai. Sri Pad Daitya Krishna Prabhu and Maladara Didi
Kijai.
Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
God bless you all.
Sorry.